This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the Christmas holiday, there's a lot of health risks, right? And we worry about heart attack, the Christmas coronary, stroke, flight delays, COVID, pneumonia. Well, apparently researchers are sounding the alarm on the Christmas penile fracture. Apparently, men are more likely to, quote-unquote, fracture their penis, which is a horrible term because it's not true. You don't there's no bone. But apparently, that happens during Christmas. So this is what we have to report. The British Journal of Urology International published a report saying that men are more likely to sustain a penile fracture over the Christmas holiday. The fracture isn't a bone. It is a, it's the ligaments and it's the soft tissue that can actually cause a sound, cause the penis to be deformed, look like an eggplant, have, you know, swelling and bruising and bleeding. And it's can be pretty, pretty scary. Now, why is Christmas? I mean, is it the Christmas tree falling upon it? Is it, they think during the Christmas holiday, men have more opportunity to have sex, and the sex might be more rigorous. Something about Christmas, and I don't know, maybe, because, you know, hurry, you know, family's here, maybe hurry, Santa Claus is coming. I don't know. I don't know. But unfortunately, the quote-unquote penile fractures happen during vigorous, rapid, uncalculated, forceful sex. And so, fascinating study. Yeah, doctors will study anything. This comes from Germany. Experts at the University Hospital of Munich analyzed data from more than 3,000 men who suffered the injury in Germany between 2005 and 2021. There were 40 penis fractures logged in over the Christmas period. Now, what was that time frame? The 24th, 25th, and 26th of December. They say this represented the daily incidence rate of 0.78 or 7 every 10 days. For comparison, the rest of the year was down to 0.54. New Year's Eve? No, not a spike on New Year's Eve. So they said if every day was like Christmas, 43% more fractures would have occurred in Germany from their study time 2005 on. So they say our findings place a demand on couples to reduce wild sex during moments of relaxation to reduce the risk of penile fractures. So, okay. So since 1924, there's been 1,600 cases worldwide. It's not very common. I think actually that man is even higher. But these, I think we spoke about a case where there was a gentleman who had a vertical, a 40-year-old man, this was back in 2021, had a vertical penis fracture, which was, you know, usually it's a severe bending force to the shaft, rupture of the cunica albuginea, which is the sheath that surrounds the corpus cavernosa, and it's a medical emergency. But most of them are horizontal in nature. Somebody had sustained a vertical one last year. So pretty, pretty serious stuff. So if this does happen, if you have any pain during sex, any discoloration of your body parts, any swelling, please stop the intercourse right away, okay? And get yourself to a hospital immediately. We do surgery. There's things we could do. I know many of you are like, but I can't wear a cast. No, we're not going to splint or we're not going to cast it. But there's a lot of things we could do to help improve any trauma that happens. But I think And I know this is something that is going to probably make people a little uncomfortable to be talking about, but I think we need to stop using porn as our barometer of how sex needs to be. You know, and I don't watch a lot of it at all, really, because I'm just too busy. But, you know, in movies, whenever you see these, oh my gosh, every TV show or every movie, right, they'll have their artistic depiction of sex. And oftentimes, yeah, and I'm no expert in it, but you see that there is a rapidity, very fast sort of nature in some of these. Napoleon, after you've watched the Napoleon movie, you're like, did that guy ever breathe? I mean, it was just, and, you know, I understand that some people might like it slower, some people might like it faster, but I think we don't really teach people ways to do things that can be less injurious. And I've had patients call in saying, hey, y'all, I don't understand why we keep hurting ourselves. And it's like, you know, there's other ways to do it. And there's, you know, and so I think there's, if there's issues with lubrication, if there's issues with you know, I don't know, the mood, I think some people might translate that into having a more, shall we say, rapid or aggressive sort of interaction that doesn't always have to be. And so, you know, when you see things like this, especially around Christmas time, my guess is Christmas time, there's always family over. So if people have, you know, 2.5 minutes, they try to make the most of that 2.5 minutes and they speed things up. Now, like I said before, have the in-laws watch the kids, take out a hotel room, you know, or maybe, you know, go off camping, pitch a tent, right? Have some time, some privacy. But we went from lovemaking to a, you know, quick roll in the hay, and I think yeah, there are things that happen. There's multiple sexual interactions that are very unenthusiastic and very disappointing for one or both partners because people don't understand that it could be a process and it doesn't necessarily just have to be an action. So as a physician, see multiple issues with people during sexual intercourse, maybe we do need to kind of teach course, right? Yeah, on what should be done, what shouldn't be done, so we can minimize injuries. And if I could, you know, just finalize and sum up also, it's Christmas. You know, maybe presents and family should be top priority to try to get a quickie in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So two parents have filed a lawsuit against a Michigan school district for using male pronouns for their child without their knowledge. According to court documents, Dan and Jennifer Mead's child, who was assigned female at birth and identifies as male, attended Rockford Public School District in kindergarten, or starting in kindergarten. In middle school, the students started, had a meeting with the school counselor. There's a typo in this article. And this is being reported, by the way, by DC News Now. The school counselor was in regular contact with the parents about the child, discussed things like mental health, schoolwork, recent autism diagnosis. In May 2022, they're reporting that the student asked the counselor to tell teachers to use he, him pronouns and a masculine name when referring to the student. that fall. The then 13-year-old entered 8th grade. Teachers referred to the student with he, him pronouns and used the student's preferred masculine name. But the school didn't notify the parents. According to the attorney, no one with the school district told them that the school district had begun to treat her as a boy by calling her a masculine name and by male pronouns. So according to the lawsuit, it was the district's policy to use students' chosen name and pronouns and to not notify parents if a student is not out to them. So in October 2022, the Meads, the parents, found out that the school had been referring to their child with he, him pronouns when a school employee sent over an official report and had inadvertently included a note from a teacher that used the new pronouns and referred to the student by the preferred name. So the Meads withdrew this child from the school, started homeschooling, and this lawsuit was filed by the Alliance Defending Freedom on behalf of the parents. Says by referring to the child's by a masculine name and pronouns without notifying them, the school violated the First and 14th Amendment rights. Now, the Meads are Christian, and they said their child is transitioning. And I don't know if they support the child transitioning or not. It looks like they are in support of that. They wanted, though, the school to let them know. So, you know, here's the thing that I have found very frustrating with the whole transgender pronouns argument. All right, as a physician, if somebody is transgender, and we have transgender individuals in our extended family, they need support, not only at school, but at home. You need all hands on deck. Anybody, whether they're an adult or a child, who is living in a body that they don't believe is the right body, or they want to change their identity, is going to need support by their parents, by a medical doctor, provider, by the school. And so when a school selectively removes the parents from the equation, they're actually hurting the child psychologically. Everybody says, well, if the parents know, they're going to kill the child. I don't know how many times that has been the case. And trust me, I had abusive parents. There were a lot of things I wanted to keep from my parents. Trust me. And little things even, you know. But, grades, etc. But if you are truly putting that child first and wanting to help them transition, there is nowhere in medical studies where it says you have to selectively pick and choose locations or venues where they, I mean, if somebody is transitioning, they're transitioning. And people always worry, well, the child could be triggered. See, the reason why the schools are using the pronouns that these children want is they don't want to trigger the children. They don't want to address them as somebody they don't want to be addressed, causing them mental harm. So then why the hell would you not want other people on board to make sure grandma doesn't misname them or cousin Billy? You're not in school 12 months of the year. You're only in school 9 months of the year, weekends off, holidays off, summer off. And this child is struggling, and you're going to keep the family completely out of it in the dark? This child then will be misgendered for then all the hours they're not in school. You're already being contradictory. You know, they say, well, we need to do it to keep the parents out so then we could be effective long enough to get them to a point where then the parents have to go with it. You know, the child will regress if they don't have home life a part of it. You got to let the parents know. Also, the argument that people have in terms of kids needing to transition is they'll kill themselves. If a child has a gender identity issue, they are at higher risk of suicide. So you're only doing suicide watch at school. If somebody needs suicide watch, they need that at home. You need to get a doctor involved. And so the problem I have as a physician is if somebody wants to transition, and I don't think kids could give informed consent, you really need family involved, and I don't think kids can understand and conceptualize what the long-term ramifications could be. But if we do have gender dysphoric children, all hands on deck, don't be hypocritical. If you're using the new pronouns and you're doing it so the child isn't misgendered, then why let that child go home and get misgendered because you refuse to let the family know so that they're now misgendering them? Duh. If you don't want the child misgendered, then you tell other people, you make sure family can notify other family members to not misgender. If you're worried about a child's mental health and suicide risk, then you also want to make sure they don't commit suicide at home. So you want to let the parents know, we think this child could be suicide risk. And I tell you, I mean, you know, schools, boy, they called our parents every time we were late. You're 15 minutes late. You're 5 minutes late to class. Parents get a phone call. You fail a test. Parents get a phone call. You say a bad word. This was me. You trip and fall and you know, say some choice words, and you're not in French class, your parents get called. But a child undergoing one of the most significant mental and physical transformations anybody on earth has ever had to do, and radio silence? Okay, come on. You know, if you're really in support of LGBTQAI plus rights, then you get that child the help they need and make sure their home life doesn't have them at risk. And you get a medical provider involved. I don't know where society turned to, well, you know what, the parents. We just don't need to include the parents. Look at how Colorado, they don't want to include the voters. If the Colorado voters don't want Trump, they won't vote him on the ticket. But you have to surgically remove him from the ballot? This country is acting like there's 50% of the population is inept, incompetent, unable to make decisions. No wonder people think our democracy is at risk. You know, having a transgender relative in the family, you know, we all were notified that the child has a new name and gender, so we wouldn't mess up. It's almost 101 in gender identity dysphoria is making sure your loved ones and support group are aware of what you want, and we're keeping them out. I don't get that. What do the transcripts look like? You're calling to say that the child is late. Are you calling with which name? So the parents get something that doesn't have the child's name on it. Yeah, they're going to be confused. And they're going to be mad. They'd be less mad if you said, look, you know, when we call you when your child's struggling to math. We call you when we think your child is smoking. We call you when we think your child is doing drugs. We call you when your child has a fever. We're calling you because your child does not want to be the gender they are. You have to tell the parents. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits.
Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The UN may take a vote today on more humanitarian aid for Gaza as the war between Hamas and Israel rages on. The Biden administration announcing yesterday it's taking the first steps towards writing key standards and guidance for the safe deployment of AI. The governor of Texas facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level. The new law grants state authorities the authority to apprehend migrants on state charges. For the second time in U.S. history, an Air Force general set to undergo a court-martial. Philip Stewart, who previously headed pilot training at Randolph Air Force Base in San Antonio, had his command revoked this year, facing accusations of sexually assaulting a female officer. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we see these school shooters, or we see these kids that will hurt or kill, and the media interviews the parents, and they go, oh, I'm shocked. My child never gave me any inclination that they could do something bad. And you're watching that going, God, these parents are in denial. I mean, I get, you know, I love my babies. I love my, but I mean, I've told you guys, when my boys do stupid, I say, you do stupid. Or you're wrong. I can very easily. You know, in fact, my son's graduating today. And I still will, call things like I see it. He's my baby. And yeah, if he robbed a bank, I would try to blame the bank. But, my baby is my baby, but I do him no good by not calling him out on mistakes. If he makes a mistake, I'm going to say you made a mistake, dude. That's what mommies are for. And that's why dads, you know, that's why we have this good cop, bad cop thing, you know, where, you know, dads are like, you know, okay, he obviously messed up, and you as a mom, you know, you're like, oh, my poor baby has a boo-boo, and the dad's like, what the hell were you doing climbing the person's house? What, you idiot? You know, and so, yeah, these kids might prefer mommy's way of kissing the boo-boo, but they're learning from dad. And in our family, I'm usually the one that's the completely stupid. What are you doing? But people ask, you know, my kid's acting funny. So if my kid is acting funny, how do I know? I don't want to be raising the next school shooter. I don't want to one day look at the news and then look out my window and be interviewed because my child did something. So what are some signs that you could have a child that could be a complete lunatic or murderer or mass shooter? Well, there are warning signs. And this makes it tricky because you don't want to, with your 2 or 3 year old who's beating up on the dog, I mean, you don't want to, you know, already say and call it and commit them to a life of, okay, you're going to end up in jail, etc. But we need to intervene and not ignore things. And we also fear other people knowing. So many parents hide the behavior these kids do. And they go, well, no, it'll not turn into anything. They just don't like the dog. They just don't like their brother. They just don't like their sister. They're just angry. They're just frustrated. They had it rough. Okay, if you have a child who takes an innocent little puppy or cat and wants to do bad, bad things to it, please intervene. It doesn't mean they're going to be a mass shooter, but that's an early warning sign that they may not care about others and understand that there are other human beings. If they are mean to brother or sister, you have to intervene. The biggest bullies in our life are our siblings. Now, I get it. You know, that seems to make us stronger and prepared for the outside world. But I have seen violent, horrible abuse done by brothers and sisters, to brothers and two sisters, that you have got to intervene. And I get kids might not like each other, but you need to teach them right or wrong. And if you don't see an improvement, you got to get them psychologically looked at. You have to. If they like to set fire to things, I know this has been very controversial because fire is cool. I mean, if I could light a match and play with matches as a kid, I would have. Now, my parents would have given me a beating, but, you know, lighting something on fire and blowing it out is exciting. That's more exciting than a video game. But if they want to destroy things, kill innocent bugs with the fire, hurt their friend, okay, that's bad. Like, I guess in Japan, there was a 7-year-old, the youngest serial killer who killed 3 people was a 7-year-old. I don't have the country he's from. And then in Japan, an 11-year-old girl killed another peer with a box cutter and then just returned back to her classroom. I don't think that young kids can't kill. Well, these accidental shootings that happen in the home, is it that they were just playing with guns, or did they really want to kill their sibling or their parent? Kids have that potential. Do not underestimate. If they're very aggressive, if their outbursts are not appropriate, you know, okay, I want dessert. We're sitting down having salad. I want dessert now. Okay, excuse me? No. And if they throw an outburst, now, kids will throw temper tantrums. I told you what I did with my kids. If my kids threw a temper tantrum in the middle of a restaurant, I'd be like, excuse me, everybody. Take the kids screaming. You know? You saw other parents give that, you know, look of, you know, I'm with you. And I'm like, good job. Like, you know, we're going to just leave, sit in the car for a few minutes, and we'll be back to join everybody else in their dining experience. And you know, let's come back better people. And I would throw my kids into the car, leave the air conditioning on, right, and just let them scream. And I'd stand there next to them. You know, they could scream. We're in the parking lot. I'm like, are you done? Wah! Right, when you're done, let me know. It didn't last more than 10 seconds. Because they saw it wasn't going anywhere. I'm like, are you ready to go back in? Yes. You know, so sometimes good parenting can solve some of these. But if you're using every parenting technique and there is something wrong with that kid, there's something wrong with the kid. You got to get them checked out. Would you ignore a child's fever? Would you ignore a child's rotting tooth? Would you ignore a child's gaping wound? No. Then you don't ignore their gaping behavior and mental illness. And so, I understand. It's not easy. You don't want to think you have a child that needs help. Many parents tell me, they're going to put my child on medication. They're going to put my child on medication. Okay, that is a valid concern. It's okay to be concerned about that. That's a big commitment, a child being on medication. But you want to know what's a bigger commitment? Having to visit your child in a detention facility. Your child having to be in a foster home. Your child having to be chronically detained. You know, when your child is diabetic and needs insulin, that's not easy. But being on medication for the diabetes is a better option than being in the hospital multiple times for going into diabetic ketoacidosis. And so, you know, I think, you know, what you have to do is you have to explain your concerns. I understand that sometimes medicine can make things worse. I understand that as a doctor. Many of us doctors understand that. But if your child is cruel to animals, cruel to each other, completely detached from the family, fascinated by violence, and almost thinking that, oh, yay, they got killed and there was blood all over the place, that's not the most ideal childhood behavior. Because remember, your job as a parent is to not only make sure your child is safe, but also make sure your child can get a job later, can have a family later. You do nothing and you blow it off until they're adults. Now you can't fix it. What are you doing for your child? So, got to get them checked out. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil.
In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Dough Boys. All right. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Brad Pitt was born December 18th, 1963. Brad Pitt, heartthrob, great actor, producer. I know some people don't like his acting. I love it. I loved him in Troy. I thought he was fantastic. Troy, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. He's a good actor. Ocean's 11. But he was born in 1963. He's turning 60. Or he is 60. Right? December 18th. Yep, yeah, he's 60. It's interesting how we've aged. And middle age is not what it used to be. Now, I'm sure the Gen Zs are like, Brad Pitt who? But my kids know who Brad Pitt is because, you know, I watch all the Brad Pitt movies. But, dang, Viggo Mortensen. Viggo Mortensen was born in 1958, which means he's 65. Still handsome. Michael Fassbender's in his 40s. Denzel Washington's still gorgeous. You know, we have, and I get these are actors. You know, actors have access to collagen, to Botox, to fillers, to weight loss drugs. But I got to tell you, I think for those of us who are middle-aged, we're looking pretty damn good, you know? And the debate on whether you should fight age, get cosmetic surgery, or age gracefully is going to never be resolved or solved. But I think there is a way to age and to get the most out of what you want. Now, there are many people who say, I am done with dyeing my hair. I am done with Spanx. I am done with, just let it go gray. I'm gray. That's just who I be. I'm going to embrace it. And that is, I do understand that there's a lot of advantages, right? You know, because every now and then I'm like, my husband, I think, could qualify for a senior discount. You know, but he doesn't gray. His beard grays, but his hair still is brown. He doesn't really gray. And I'm like, okay, we need the senior discount. He's like, why don't you gray? He's like, well, no, because I would have to actively stop dyeing my hair. That takes too long. No, we're not going to make it in time for the movie discount. But, you know, I get asked, some people like, I can get the senior discounts. You know, I don't have to spend money on my hair. I'm just enjoying the way I look. Me, no. Because I'm in the public eye, I'm still going to fight it. I'm going to fight middle age as long as I can. But I have to admit, I have not done what most people my age have. You know, being middle age, I haven't done the Botox. I haven't done the fillers. I haven't done a lot of that. The only thing I have done is after breastfeeding, I had to get a breast lift. So I did that. No implants, but I got a lift because I exercise a lot. It's really, really hard to exercise if the boobs aren't where they're supposed to be. So that to me was more for a function aspect of things, not so much for vanity. And I'll get lash extensions and yeah, I'll highlight my hair. Absolutely. Add extensions, things like that. So, but in terms of cosmetic surgery, I haven't done that. I don't think it's bad. I've always said on the show, if this is something you feel you need, if there is something that causes you to be self-conscious and you want to get that addressed and it feels like, absolutely. Now, if you think you need Botox, I know people are saying, Dr. Dahlia, maybe you need to rethink your Botox ban. Go ahead and get that done. But I'm not ready to do that yet. I'm just not. I'm okay with my marionette lines. I'm not going to get the fillers. I'm not going to take fat from my butt and put it in my face because I really got too much fat in my butt. And I kind of like the way my butt looks right now. It's kind of still round and, you know, I like my booty. So I'm not going to change that. But I support people wanting to get things done. What I worry about is, unfortunately, I think people start too soon. And there are individuals I know who are really looking plastic. And in fact, Brad Pitt had some plastic surgery issues where I can't say which ones, but it was obvious there was some sort of filler or something done that started to really morph the face. And being in the public eye, using your face as your career, as your, you have to take care of it. And I think some people might call it too soon. Now, I get men like Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Denzel Washington, Samuel Jackson. They can look good no matter what age. Oh my gosh, I keep forgetting his name, Sean Connery. Now, you can look good at no matter what age you are. May Sean Connery rest in peace. Women, it's a little harder, but we are doing way better. I mean, I don't know if you've seen that meme where they show the stars of the 70s or like the guy that was in Cocoon, Wilford Brimley, is it? He was in Cocoon, but he was, I guess, younger than a lot of us are now. And he looked like an old man in Cocoon. Edith Bunker, George Jefferson. When you look at Sanford and Son, when you look at these actors and they were only in their 40s, you start to go, whoa. You're like, you know, do I really look that old? Do I, you know, we do a lot of things now these days to try to fight age. And should we be fighting age? Well, the reason why I support a resistance, shall we say, because I still want us to age gracefully, is if Brad Pitt is working out, if he's eating a healthy diet, if he's hydrating, and maybe the primary goal might be to look good, but secondary gain is huge. And so for those of you that want to look like you're 20 and you're hitting the gym, I it'd be nice if everybody hit the gym. Go for it. If you're hydrating and you're taking care of your skin and you're, you know, that is admirable. And I notice that the people who are healthy look younger. They act younger. Now, act your age. Okay, you know, sometimes I'll go to a club and, you know, here's me with my 90s because, you know, my club days were the 90s. So, you know, I get out to a club in 2023. It's, you know, I'm obviously, you know, cruising high and I think that's the 90s stuff. Okay, no, that's not, you know, tin roof, rusted. Nobody wants to hear any of that. Okay, old woman, go home. But if I want to dance, I'm going to dance. If I want to sing, I'm going to sing. You know, I was out to dinner a couple years ago with my family, and there was a whole bunch of people I recognized from my temple, older seniors. And they were laughing it up and loud and owning that restaurant like we used to when we were kids, and people would have to say, shut up. And I'm looking at them, having fun, tearing it up, saying, yeah, let's get some wine. And I think the minimum age might have been 68. At the least. And I told my husband, and I go, that's what I want us to be. You could party. You could do, I mean, yeah, it might not, trust me, in Vegas, these older people, I mean, remember, they came from the 60s generation. So they're more high than the younger people, from what I see. And so, you know, I'm not saying to get high, but I'm saying, you know, younger the older generation, you're only as young as you feel. So feel good. If you want to sing a song, sing it. If you want to dance around the house in your underwear, do it. If you want to go on a trip, do it. If you want to wear a bikini and run out to the beach, do it. You know, and everybody fears, well, you know, when I looked at old people, I was like, oh, they're old. Who cares? Is that the worst? You're going to look at me and go, oh, she's too old to be wearing that bathing suit. And anything else you got? Okay, I'm doing what I'm doing. And the funny thing is these younger generations look up to us. They really do. I know people think that everybody looks down at Gen X's and baby boomers and, you know, they think we're stupid and we're old. Not always. Because they do what I did, where I looked at that group at that restaurant going, okay, that's what I want to do in 20, 30 years. So take care of yourself, hydrate, get good sleep, exercise, watch what you eat. And if you want to nip tuck or dye your hair, it's fine. It's working for Brad Pitt. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.